Dear 80s audience, we accept the fact that we had to sacrifice a whole Friday in recording for whatever we did wrong. But we think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. You see us as you want to see us, in the simplest terms and the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a movie brain,
and a music whiz,
and a crew head,
a chess geek,
and podcasters. Does that answer your question? Sincerely yours, The Obscure 80s Podcast.
The Obscure 80s Podcast. Four bogus guys. One awesome decade. Find them at www.obscure80s.com.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Think you remember the 80s?
La 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 la, sing a happy song. La 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 la, smirk the whole day long.
Think again.
Hey you, get your damn hands off her.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist. Crazy fool.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Where is the beat?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast. The 80s you only think you remember.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to the Obscure 80s Podcast. Happy birthday to us.
Happy New Year.
Oh, that's birthday.
Welcome to the Obscure people. 80s. This is going to be fun. I can already tell. Welcome to the Obscure 80s Podcast, episode number 50, which would be Get Your Feet Off Me, Stuart. which would be our 1 year anniversary, 1 year of podcasting this piece of shit, and I have no voice, so let's go from there.
I
am Jay Emmett.
I'm Stewie D.
I'm KC Masterpiece. And I am the epic proportionate one, MIC question mark.
Questionable Mike! And there's a shit ton of other people in here with us today.
Questionable Mike.
And that's right, you guys equal a shit ton. So why don't you go down the line, we'll start over here, and just say whatever you want to say your name is. You can call yourself Ralph Tkanowicz from New Jersey if you want.
How about Brian?
Thanks. That'll work.
All right.
Richard McBeef.
Passing my Richard McBeef.
Is that Dick McBeef?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Pass the mic down.
Randy.
Kara.
Jared.
And then everyone, that's Mistress Kara, if you remember from
the 20th. If you remember from our six-month anniversary.
Yes.
And, of course, we have an old favorite here with us tonight. He stopped in. He's been here for a couple shows. Ralph, nice to see you.
Oh, hey.
That's Ralph Macchio, folks.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't remember, you're a dumbass. So, this is our 1 year. It's our 50th.
Hi.
We've been drinking already. I've drank like four, I think. I'm good right now.
Yeah, I finished off a six-pack myself.
That's pretty sweet.
Well, so that's because you're an alcoholic, dude.
Yeah, I'm almost done with my Mountain Dew.
Oh, look at that.
Mark's slipping on the wild side. Look out.
So this ought to be fun. For those of you who have been with us since the beginning, both of you.
I'm sorry.
You're going to enjoy this show tonight. And for those of you who started later, well, you'll find out why some... Because we got to talking. All right? We were all discussing what we're going to do for our 50th. And we realized we have a lot of inside jokes and shit that people who weren't with us from like four probably don't get.
Or even one.
So we're going to tell you about it.
Tell me about it.
We should, yes.
And we have some surprises in store.
Surprise!
We have some other things in store. But
as we do on this show, because we do what we do, what we do.
And that's what we do.
The first thing we do every fucking week is waka, 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 is Jason forgets to put certain music on here. Like, you know, the mail intro. Because I do it every week.
Man.
Did we not do it again?
Yes, I did. Hold on.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Please forgive us. We're a little tipsy.
You know what? Let's start with the news.
No, not everyone's tipsy.
We'll start with the news.
Yeah, start with the news.
Which is recorded tonight. So we'll start there. And, yeah. And then we'll do the
he said.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So let's start with the news. Here's the news.
Aerosmith frontman Steve Tyler went into rehab last month and is now speaking out as to why. He's saying it was to combat a dependency on pain and sleep medications after several foot surgeries. To have your feet done, to have your leg done, you have to be on narcotics, Tyler told the Associated Press on Friday. You have to be on sleep aids at night. I don't know about Joe, but I was off and running, and I didn't like the me that was me. This was a month ago, so I just put the brakes on and checked into detox and just pulled the plug on all of it. Recently, the band was at Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, where they were promoting Guitar Hero 3 Aerosmith. Tyler completed rehab back in 1986 for drug addiction. She was his uptown girl, and after a very public split and countless rumors, Christie Brinkley and Billy Joel claim they are still friends. Brinkley, who is going through a divorce, told reporters that she and Joel have remained friends over the years and has even come to see him perform from time to time. Robert Rodriguez to remake Red Sonja? Rodriguez has reported that he will helm a new version of the film, which was first attempted in 1985 to mixed reviews. Originally starring Bridget Nielsen, this time around Rodriguez's new gal pal Rose McGowan will slash her way into the role. The new film is scheduled for a 2010 release. Helena Bonham Carter may be joining the cast of Terminator 4 Salvation. The British actress is currently in talks for what is said to be a small, if not pivotal, role in the upcoming fourth installment of the series, which began back in 1984. Principal photography on the film began last month in New Mexico and is being helmed by Charlie's Angels director, Mick G. The Fresh Prince swears his is a secular school. Will Smith's soon-to-open private school has received a lot of flack lately as being a Scientology facility, but the Fresh Prince star tells reporters that this isn't the case. Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, have founded the New Village Academy, scheduled to open in September. They have stated that while the school will use instructional methods developed by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard, they are not Scientologists, and that the academy has no religious affiliations. In addition to reading and math, the school offers classes on yoga, robotics, and etiquette. Well, as everyone knows, George Carlin passed away a little over a week ago, and last Sunday, a private memorial service was held. It was attended by around 150 people, including Gary Shandling, Bill Maher, Kenny Rankin, who sang Here's That Rainy Day, and Spanky McFarlane of the 1960s pop group Spanky and the R-Gang, who performed the song Coming Home. Other people who spoke at the service were Carlin's older brother Patrick, Sally Wade, and former stand-up partner Jack Burns. This has been the news. Now back to the Obscure 80s Podcast. And happy 1 year, guys.
You can stop reading that news there, Casey. Because we're back.
Done.
We are back.
Yes.
And that was the news. And now we're going to go into something else they can't hear.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. They'll be able to hear this because I'll read this.
I like
this.
Getting into things.
We have email.
Emails.
And we're going to read the emails right now. So let's do what we do right here. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
It's time to reach into our sack.
Yeah.
And pull out the mail. Oh, yeah.
We have email. So, the first email comes from our logo designer, Mr. Uncle Traveling Mad himself, a.k.a. Krakatoa. Yeah, see, you didn't get that one. You didn't know it was there.
No, I didn't get it.
Uncle Traveling Matt says, congrats on 1 year of podcasting. I love the show. We love you.
We love you.
And we're we're sending your shirt next week, I promise.
Yes, promise.
We've already worked it all out. He says, I was listening to your Atari theme show the other day, and it reminded me of a game my cousin had. It was called Porky's, and yes, it was based on the movie. He gives us a link to it, and Stewie, get your foot off me. He says, isn't that a weird choice of a video game, especially in an era where video games were definitely marketed for kids? Also, what do you think the chances are that in the new A-Team movie, guns will be used for more than just stirring up dust because every shot hits the ground? Nice. So that was from Uncle Travel Matt. The next one comes from an old dear friend to the show, Mr. Josef Horvath, our friend from Hungary.
Horvath.
And the really cool thing about this is I was listening to the 6 month the other day, which was our 20th episode, and Josef wrote in and told us about a rock opera in Hungary.
Which was pretty freaking cool, actually.
Called Stephen the King, correct?
Yes.
And I was thinking when I was listening to it, man, it'd be cool to hear from Josef again, and yes. I'm not making this shit up. I opened the email, and Josef had written us. Now, Josef has a podcast himself, which is Take Off the Podcast, which mm-hmm. we have played their promo here a couple times.
Yes.
And Josef has to say, has the following to say. Ain't it great? Just in time for the first anniversary of your show, the latest incarnation of István a Királyi, a.k.a. Stephen the King, has appeared. I bought it today, got it copied to iTunes, and am listening to it right now. Such great music. Remember that Hungarian rock opera? Its first night was 25 years ago, and a new CD has just come out with young artists rendering the songs. I will try to make sure this time you can listen to that favorite track of mine of the CD, Take Off Freebird. I will save it to a safe file sharing place where you can get it in the next 7 days. You will get an email message from me, and he gave us a link to that, which is really cool. And he just says, let's see whether you like it or not, and he says, cheers. Go listen to Josef, Take Off the Podcast. Take Off, I think it's Josef Hoare at Podomatic.com.
That would be correct.
And there is a link on our webpage, which is obscure80s.com. The next one comes from Tiffany. And those of you who listen to the show might remember Tiffany from the, she says it here. This is Tiffany that joined you on the wonderful and the best episode of Chicks, Tunes, and Toys. let me start by saying congratulations on completing the big 50th show and this great shindig you are having in June. Unfortunately, I will not be at this event. She was, I believe, at Disney World, which I'd go to Disney World too rather than go to our event. Due to the fact that I will be on vacation at the greatest place on earth, Disney World. Yes, she was there. My thoughts will be with you as hopefully in Anita. She said, my thoughts will be with you as hopefully Anita or Amanda will throw a great big old pie in Stu's face for me. They didn't.
No,
because they didn't come. This event will focus on what is a great risk out there for people. As for my grandma, had breast cancer. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. You know how that goes. Yeah. For her, being a survivor is a joyous event in my life. I'm glad that you are making it a good point with lots of fun, 80s style. Keep the shows a-rockin' with great info, great style, and tons of laughs. Also, yes, I said laughs. I meant to say laughs. Stu just looked at me like, did you say laughs? Like I did.
Lavador.
Yeah. Also, I found some info on the remakes of 80s movies and some sequels that are already starting out on either in talks about or already in pre-production stages. Check it out and converse on them. Is Hollywood wrong to bring these 80s movies back to life? Number one, Scanners. Yes, they are wrong to do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Number two, Escape from New York, which is now in production hell, so we don't have to worry about it.
Oh, boy.
Number three, Footloose.
Ugh.
Number four, Revenge of the Nerds. Do
it. Blasphemy.
Do it.
Yes.
Number five, Prom Night, which is already out. I heard it sucked.
Yes.
Yeah. Number five, All of Me.
Oh, dear God.
That's just scary right there. Number six was All of Me. Number seven, Further Adventures in Babysitting. Supposedly, this is not a sequel to the original, so they say.
Then what is it?
Big mistake, because Raven Simone and Miley Cyrus in Adventures in Babysitting.
See, I can see the Miley Cyrus, not the Raven
Number
Simone.
Eight, I'm cool with. Clash of the Titans, I think, could use a remake.
That might rock.
That could be really good.
Maybe, yeah.
Number nine, The Warriors, Leave It Alone.
That was awesome.
It can't get any bit worse than it already
Number
was.
10, Cannibal Holocaust. Like, that needs a remake.
No.
Just saying. Number 11, The Long Good Friday.
With Ice Cube?
Yeah.
You would think.
Number 12, Your Hat Says It All, The Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
You think they should do a remake?
No, absolutely not.
Number 13, The Thing. You should not do it.
Nope.
Number 14, Conan the Barbarian. Actually, they're just making another Conan movie, and it's actually going to be animated with Hellboy.
Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman is the voice of Conan, so I'm fine with that. I think that's fine.
That might be all right.
That's animated.
That's not evil. That's good. No worries.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Animated Conan movie. I stepped on your cord. Number 15, we've talked about Magnum P.I.
We discussed this on the last show.
We'll see.
Yeah, they've got to bring in the original cast.
Number 16, Goonies 2. Wait, this could be cool. And this has been talked about. Sequel to the 80s flick. We'll find the stars of the first film reuniting 20 years later, plus their kids to solve a new mystery. Could be good if it's written well.
Yeah. Could be. But we got to see an old...
They've been talking about this movie.
They're
since
not bad. They're not really
Corey
bad
Haim is not
right
in
now.
Goonies, sir.
Oh.
No.
Yes.
Feldman. They've been talking about this movie since 2002. The newest rumor says...
They both think Corey.
This is the mistake. Ready? The new rumor says it may be a low-budget made-for-DVD movie.
I hope not.
I hope this is not true. I would love to see this movie. And, of course, Terminator 4 Salvation. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
A-Team movie... It is a show, not a remake, but thought I would. No, it's going to be a movie.
Yeah, it's
going to be a movie.
And, of course, the new Knight Rider series is coming out. Right. Anyway, she says, peace and hair grease, boys. Tiffany. The next one comes from Jacques, a.k.a. Jackie.
Jackie.
Jackie says, hey, guys.
Our pastry crack dealer.
She says, hey, guys, thank you. That's funny that you say that. Thanks so much for allowing me to come and hang out. In case you haven't forgotten who I am, I was the win a date with a chick contest girl. Even though I didn't get a date, I met some really funny guys. Thanks for all the laughs and for teaching me a little bit more about the 80s.
Boobs.
This truly was an experience that I will never forget. Congrats on your first year, and I hope that there are many more to follow. Jackie, P.S., long live pastry crack.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Jackie's permission if she's cool with it. I'm going to post a recipe for pastry crack on our website. Because if you haven't had pastry crack, guys,
delicious.
You haven't lived.
Yes.
And you will be hooked.
It is fucking outstanding.
Yeah,
Diabetes
I need
never
some
tastes
more
so good.
I need some more.
Yeah, and there's no rehab for this one.
I need some crack. The next comes from John the Rabbit.
It's a new writer, actually.
Apparently, yeah. A new listener, or maybe a new writer, anyway. And he actually is getting back on the question of the week here. He says, just touching base on episode 48, I want to see a movie made of Voltron with Shia LaBeouf as Keith. Ashton Kutcher as Lance. I'm all for that. That's good. Horatio Sands as Hunk.
Okay.
That's good. Eliza Cuthbert as Princess Allura. That's the chick from 24, the daughter.
Right.
So I could see that. That'd be good. Ellen Page as a female Pidge. That's the girl from Juno.
Yeah.
Right.
That might work.
Nah.
I wouldn't have went like a female Pidge myself, but if they're going to do it, she'd be the one. Yeah.
Probably.
Matthew Fox as Sven. That's Jack from Lost.
Right.
Kevin Kline as Karan? That's the like king dude, right?
Damn. I don't know.
Kathy Bates as Nanny. Orlando Bloom as Lotor. Now that I could see, he's the dude with the big, the like bad guy prince guy with the spiky ears. Tim Roth is Zarkon. Well, I like Tim Roth, so whatever. That's cool.
Exactly.
After seeing the Transformers, I think the Lions would kick ass facing off against a Cloverfield style creature.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And our good friend Metal Mikey.
Metal Mikey.
Yeah.
Or as he says it.
Metal Mikey says, dear 80s brothers in crime.
That's it.
Guess who's back? Do you want to read it?
Back again.
Why don't you read it? Yeah, why don't you guys read Metal Mikey's? I always read. You guys read. Go for it.
All right. Guess who's back? Yes, after
guess
multiple
back?
Voicemails.
Mikey's back. Da-da-da-da-da.
Yes, after multiple voicemails, Metal Mikey has decided to get out another email just for old time's sake. This is in response to, obviously, episode 48. But I hope that before the week's end, I'll be able to get a listen to episode 49. So let's start blabbing.
Before you go any further, sorry. I will repost episode 49, people, this week. I promise. It'll be reposted before you're hearing this. I don't know what happened. There was an I.O. error, and it got to about 19 to 25 minutes for everybody. Then it effed up. It will be reposted. Continue, sir.
Jammit's fault. Blame him.
It is my fault.
Continued. Again, I'm so sorry I wasn't able to make the bash. If it's any consolation, my birthday weekend was a partial bust. My friend still owes me a birthday dinner.
It's no consolation, dude. I wish you had a great birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Number two, donate to the show, you say. If you'll accept checks, I'll be glad to chip in some.
I accept checks. Make them out to... Jason
Stewart.
Casey.
Yeah.
Just email us. We'll let you know.
Actually, we are currently trying to set up an Obscurities bank account, in which case, when that gets done, you will be able to make checks out to the Obscurities podcast.
You could give us money.
So if it's.
Yes.
One second.
You're reading the email, dude.
All right.
And he's coming back. Okay, you are on bullet point number three, sir.
Sorry, had to be done. It wasn't Mike this time, though.
Just read number three. People have no idea what's going on.
All right.
All I need to know.
Number three. All I need to know is when you all will be on. I can't read for
Let
shit.
Let the retard speak. Let the retard speak.
I think I...
Oh, blah, dee. Oh, blah, da. Life goes on. Number three, all I need to know is when you will all be at Horrorhound in Indy.
And I'll purchase my ticket accordingly to the schedule. Well, we will be there August 30th.
We'll be there the Saturday night. I know Drunken Zombie and Night of Living Podcast will be there the entire weekend.
Yeah.
So
out,
it's the weekend of August 29th, 30th, that weekend.
So, we will probably be there the 30th, fairly in the early afternoon.
We usually just come for the one night now, but you can get a weekend pass, and it's worth it. But
yeah,
we just usually do
and
one
the
night.
After party,
we're there Saturday and
off
Sunday.
The hook, yes. If you don't pay.
If nobody pay, pays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
nobody. Pay, you're a sucker.
Anyway, dude, come. We'll
and
buy you a beer.
Continue. It'll be great to finally say hello to y'all in person, along with the drunken zombie crew. Also, I can't read.
Kevin, you want to take over?
Yes.
Also, along with special guests who I will be gladly geeking out over.
Yes.
Number four. Onto the casting notes, sorry, but I feel that if a Thundercats movie were to be made, I would want it to be an entirely CGI production.
And I agree, and that's what they're doing as far as I know.
Yeah.
But we were saying if it was live action.
Yeah. I don't know. I disagree. But otherwise, it would feel too much like a version of Cats with martial arts. KC, I have to agree with your choice of Jason Lee for a Magnum P.I.
Wow.
Yes.
Starring role. Since I can easily see him carrying the part. And the one casting role call I 100% agree with was your collective Master of the Universe
Sweet.
Casting choices.
Good deal.
My only suggestion would be maybe Kate Beckinsale as a sorceress.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And since Tila was youngish, maybe Ellen Page for that role.
Maybe. We'd have to see what she looked like in the right outfit.
We'll have
outfit
to
makeup,
be, yeah, we'll have to be drunk and we'll see.
Ellen Page, so it's all good.
Now the next one is for the question of the week.
This is for his question of the week, yes.
You want to read it?
The question of the week was, if you could see any 80s show or movie remade good, what would it be? And this was his answer.
Okay, my question of the week answer is about 2 weeks late, but it may still work.
It does.
I would want a remake of the 1985-86 movie, The Eliminators. It is the one about the mandroid, that cyborg with the lower torso that was a tank. Essentially, it was a movie with cool concepts, but it had a crap execution. With today's filmmaking technology and hopefully some better writing, it could be made into the movie I really wanted to see it to be as a kid.
So basically, he actually picked a bad movie with a good idea rather than taking an already good movie and making it shit, which is what they usually do.
Clever.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyways, hope you're taking it easy. I'm still over here, especially Michael. No, I'm not wearing his underpants. Talk to you later and stay awesome.
Michael! I'm wearing your underpants. Oh, and that was our email. Thank you, everyone, for writing in, and we love you all. Or we would if it was dark enough.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some voicemails as well.
That we do.
Guys, I swear, for all you guys who can't hear this shit, we're almost done.
Hey, well, we'll also be passing the mic down the line.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there. We're getting through our typical shit first. So let's go ahead with the voicemails, shall we?
Let's roll.
Because we got a great one on here.
Let's roll.
I love all our listeners. I love everybody who's ever responded, but we got the best voicemail ever coming up.
Yes.
What is up, my beloved 80s wrecking crew? Oh, yeah. It's time for Metal Mikey to return on the voicemail. Oh, yeah! God, I can't believe it. I'm just on your side.
Everybody was
episode 49 already? Well, you know what that means. Oh. It obviously means that your next episode is number 5 to the O.
5 to the O.
Number 50.
It is.
I'm sad to say I wasn't exactly there from the beginning. But I'm glad to have been there for a good chunk of the show. Glad to see it's up to episode 50. Hopefully it has 50 more, then 50 more.
If we don't kill Stu first.
Then, I don't know. Right now I'm not very good at math.
Meaning?
It's kind of been a long day. But anyways, congratulations on your 50th, or upcoming 50th episode. Yes, congratulations for all, I should say. To Jay, to Stewie, to Casey, to my fellow Mike of the questionable nature, and to all that have come and gone through the wonderful gates of the Obscure 80s podcast. And yes, I will get back to you on my thoughts on episode 48 and just posted 49. I'm sorry, I've also been kind of lazy listening to those shows. Please do not bring out the Singapore cane. My own shame is my own burden.
That's cool.
And punishment.
We know.
So again, congratulations on your 50th. Keep staying awesome, guys, and I will keep listening. Take it easy. Adios. Bye.
Thanks, Mikey. We love you, dude.
You're one cool-ass motherfucker.
Or we will in Indy.
Yes, you are.
Next voicemail.
Hey there, Obscure 80s Podcast.
Matthew!
This is Matthew from Shelby Township, Michigan. I was just listening to the last podcast.
We know.
Cut off after 19 minutes. Let us know that we should call in and support your anniversary.
Thank you.
Hope you guys keep on for another year. I went and gave blood recently because you guys were trying to raise money for cancer.
We appreciate
actual spare money yet. I'm going to be starting a new job soon to hope to make some donations. But one thing I could do was give blood, because donations generally go to a lot of good causes, including cancer patients. My sister, in fact, had bone marrow cancer, and she had to use a lot of blood. So I feel like I'm helping pay back for all that.
You are. That's great.
You're a good
man, you guys also mentioned the Transformers Rise of the Fallen plot.
We did.
I'll try to sum it up real quickly.
Because I couldn't do it. I was screwing
around. Rumor going around, because none of this is confirmed, is that it might have something to do with the character of the Fallen. The Fallen is a Transformer from the one of the comic book series.
Right.
And
this
he's basically a big, bad, ancient Transformer, one of the very first that was created, who basically betrayed the planet to Unicron for power, and then ended up getting banished into another dimension for millions of years, and eventually breaks out in the comic book. And basically, he's the evil warlock Transformer, and none of the other Transformers know what to do with him because he uses magic instead of technology.
Huh, that would be
He's just super powerful. In fact, at one point, Grimlock attacks him with his Energo sword, and he just grabs the sword out of the air and beats the crap out of Grimlock. He's a badass. So maybe that character's in the movie. Then again, maybe it's just a fake rumor. Michael Bay stated early on that he's going to purposely put out fake rumors and fake scripts and stuff while the movie's being made, so that people have all sorts of false leads. So we don't really know a darn thing that's true about the movie
yet. I bet they changed the title.
All right, keep up the great show. Hope we hear another year. Bye.
Thank you, Matthew. I do. I hope that I think they'll change the title. I like the title, but I think they'll change it. And the next one.
Hey, y'all. It's TJ.
What up,
I'm in
TJ?
The middle of transferring all my stuff from one computer to another my desktop, so I don't have Audacity on the new one yet, so I need to set that up.
It's all right.
Also, I want to let you guys know that this is my first week of class coming up for engineer school, so wish me luck. Hopefully everything goes
good luck,
good.
TJ!
I'll let you know as things progress there. So I might be a little bit busy, and I might not be able to give you a full Toby TJ.
That's
so
okay.
Here's a little tidbit. I just heard I guess it was on Slice of Sci-Fi, I heard this. But there's a new Eddie Murphy movie coming out.
There is, and you
this
did.
This kind of ties in with the whole Eddie Murphy show from a couple weeks back.
Dave.
Yeah, he's playing
right. Scary.
A spaceship. It's an Eddie Murphy space shape. Spaceship that's human size. He looks like himself, and he's a spaceship. And there's tiny little aliens running around inside of him. One of which, of course, is the captain, who looks like Eddie Murphy. It's Eddie Murphy playing multiple roles again.
Oh, have the mighty have fallen.
And I think it's called Captain Dave or something
what
like
the
that.
Fuck happened to
yeah,
him?
It's basically about as crappy as Leonard Part 6
yeah,
was.
It's essentially Pluto Nash 2.
You know, it's just
another unfunny sci-fi.
No, but anyway. I'm sure that'll be, you know, worthy of your $10 plus popcorn. Enjoy, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
See ya, Tej, and good luck on your classes, man.
Good luck.
Sorry. My bad. We have one more thing to play that is not exactly a voicemail, but it was something that was sent in. This is probably one of the coolest things that has ever been sent in to us.
It was actually sent in by a friend of ours from another podcast.
Every week you hear us talk about the show Mail Order Zombie and Brother D, a show we love, a show we support big time, along with Night Living Podcast, Drunken Zombie. These are all great shows. But Brother D sent us something in, and we want to first specify that Brother D is one hell of a beatboxer, which he has proven on his own show. Brother D actually sent us in the beatbox by itself. He beatboxed for 4 minutes in the background of this, so this is actually him beatboxing on top of the message that he sent in. So
he's
here we go.
He's got mad skills.
Hey, this is Brother D.
And this is Bren.
And we're from Mail Order Zombie at mailorderzombie.com.
And we are so happy to be recording
a happy birthday greeting to our homeboys over at the Obscure 80s Podcast.
Awesome.
Congratulations, guys.
How
it's
many?
A year's worth of
jeez,
episodes.
Jeez, my goodness.
That's a lot of work.
That's unbelievable.
A lot of 80s goodness. You guys rock. What were you doing in the 80s, Bren?
Oh, I was reading.
See, I can remember watching the A-Team and Knight Rider, Airwolf, Blue Thunder, watching movies like The Empire Strikes Back over and over again, Back to the Future.
I watched Star Trek movies.
There you go, the Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
There you go. Good stuff.
When did Neverending Story come out?
That's in the 80s.
That was a great movie.
And Flight of the Navigator, same time period.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. You know what I remember about the 80s?
What's that?
Betavision.
The old Beta machines.
The Beta machines and going to get betas.
When we'd actually go to the video store to pick up a video instead of having it mailed or shipped to us.
Yeah, and everything, I feel like video stores were dingier back then.
They were definitely dingier, kind of dirty.
They always had that little back room with swinging doors or a sheet. So our Betavision, it broke so that we had this old sash weight. It was recovered from an old building. I think from an old mine in Alaska, and we would have to set it on top of the beta because otherwise it would pop up.
The door for the beta tape would actually pop up.
Right, remember they came out of the top, so we would have to put a weight on there to keep it down so that we could watch the movie.
Nice. I remember we had a beta machine growing up, but I don't remember having to put weights on it to make it work. But I do remember going to the video store and they were always a little funky. There are lots of like Video USA is where we'd go all the time.
Oh, I don't even remember what ours was called, but it was in the mall that wasn't doing well. It was in the out of the way mall.
We used to go to the video store like once a week, and my brother and I would always rent Superman 2.
Over and over?
Over and over again. Superman 2. Good stuff. What about music?
Oh, man. So, the end of the 80s, I was just starting to take interest in music. And I remember, what's that song? Red, Red Wine? Whiny voice?
Red, Red Wine. That's as close to singing as I'm going to get.
I can't. I think the original even sounded better than that.
There you go. There you go. I listened to a lot of Weird Al Yankovic during that time period. Mm-hmm. And the Fat Boys. I was totally into the Fat Boys back then, which is where my mad beatboxing skills come from.
So I'm glad that there are people out there who can bring us back to the 80s.
That's right. It's good stuff. You guys are doing a great job with the show, and it's one of my favorites. It's one I look forward to every week.
I love hearing from the guys from that show.
That's right. James, Dewey D, you guys have been supporting our show.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Always fun to hear from you.
Questionable One and Casey Masterpiece, you guys rock as well.
I question if the questionable one exists. We never hear from him.
Oh, I hear him on the show.
Maybe it's just Stewie D.
Do you think Stewie D and Jay are just going to sit in there doing voices in
right,
the studio?
Right.
I don't know, man.
Just kidding.
Either way, we really applaud everything that you've done and you've accomplished in this past year, and we hope you keep it going.
We aim to be as good as you are.
There you go. Stay loose and stay safe, baby, and as you say,
stay awesome.
I tried. Hold on. Yes, Mike, yes. See, we're not faking it. They're really here.
Yeah, there's no way.
First of all, I want to say that Brother D and Bryn, you aim to be as good as us. Dude, you guys surpassed us with your first episode, guys. And I hope you're blushing right now.
Yeah.
Because we were blushing the entire time.
Hey, this is Eric from Hamilton. Just want to congratulate the Obscure 80s podcast on their first anniversary. I'm hoping they're having a ball right now because I sure know I'm not. Bye.
So that is, I believe, it for the actual feedback. At 37 minutes is what you took us to get through feedback.
I so wish we could play the entire beatbox bit.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant. Waka waka waka, fucking brilliant. You're beatboxing.
Dude, I have never met anyone that could probably do something like that 4 minutes straight.
And obviously, you liked the Fat Boys. Who didn't?
Yeah.
I love the Fat Boys. I got them on my MP3 player right now. Disorderlies.
Yes.
I have Wipeout. Yeah. I do have Wipeout right
come
now.
Come on.
So let's start a show, guys. This is going to be weird because nobody knows what the hell is going to be going on here.
I'm just going to
throw shit out, and we're going to talk about it. Now, we've told you guys, and they introduced themselves. We have different guests in the studio with us tonight, and we're going to have each person kind of – yes, I'm sorry, Randy. You're going to have to speak at some point.
Yes.
Same with you, Brian. Now, the first thing I want to state here is out of everybody in this room, Brian is the youngin tonight. He was actually born in the 80s. Is this correct? Is this correct,
sir? The fuck?
This whoa. Is true.
Right
this
around
true.
What, 1981?
81. Sir.
81. You're about the same age as my wife, I believe.
A little older.
What a little young bitch.
So he is the youngest one here. And of course, the questionable one is, of course, the oldest one here. So he has the most knowledge of the 80s whatsoever.
The but questionable one is actually closer to our 50th.
Dick.
Oh,
oh. Dang. Okay,
fresh and burn.
Bryn said something in their little message that it's nice to have somebody to bring us back to the 80s every once in a while. The problem is we never actually left the 80s. That's our problem. Is
yeah, we never really talked about it, still, actually, according to, like, 411 Media.
That dude hasn't written anything since because we fucked his world. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you
we
bitch.
Got you, dude.
Biatch.
So what we thought would be really fun tonight to do, since we have a lot of these people that are here with us tonight are old friends.
Yeah, our studio audience.
Which is really cool because we have a new friend here tonight as well, which is really great.
Say hi, new friend.
Because he's fucking weird and has on a Evil Dead hat, and so I like him instantly.
Oh, Evil Dead represent.
Because he's weird and has an Evil Dead hat. I like
yes.
you.
Thank
and
you.
A Planet Terror shirt, which also kicked ass.
Thank you.
But
he
we have
also
a lot of
reminds of us an old friend.
He does. So that, yeah, he's a new friend that reminds us of an old friend.
Yeah, this Ben guy I've never met, apparently.
But I've never met
he's
him.
He's really good in bed. So.
But
oh, well, that's all that matters then.
He always got the women.
Yeah, he's always, yeah, he got laid like 8 times a day.
Oh, wow. So he's the polar opposite of me. I get laid
-8.
Shit.
So what we thought would be fun to do tonight is we were going to – we thought you guys may want to know a little bit about how we got started as far as how we met each other.
Well, I think it's a very important information.
And how the show got started. Oh, they should know. I think so. I think you're right, Casey.
I damn well feel that
nice
they should
hat.
Know.
We like the cowboy hat. We love the cowboy hat on you.
Thank
and
you.
And the glasses. It's great.
Thank you.
Look like a gay cowboy.
Brokeback Mountain. A white gay cowboy.
Like we've discussed
before. Or a gay
cop,
one of the two.
Stu always wants me to be
broke
some gay
Casey.
White guy.
You are a gay white man.
Brokeback Podcast.
Oh, so let's begin at the beginning.
Michael!
So, okay. Now, I think I might be stretching here.
I'm wearing your underpants.
To say this, but I think out of everybody in the room, Stewie D and I have probably known each other the longest, with our friend Randy being the second longest, because Stewie D and I moved back.
He's about the same.
No, you
I
and
met
I,
him in
you,
freshman.
You and I, well, we met in freshman as well.
Yeah.
You sat at my table in art class, Peckerweed, just because we didn't hang out. We both moved back to Ohio the same year.
Yeah, I moved here.
Well,
for
you
the
moved
first
here for the first time. I moved back both in the same year.
Yeah.
We both started high school together.
Yeah.
And Randy was, of course, in high school with us as well, as was Jared. And I actually met you and your brother in high school, but I didn't really talk to you till probably around senior year-ish, somewhere in there.
We had no idea who was who at first.
Yeah, because he's twins, which you guys may remember Jared from our 20th episode. Wait,
and you also Eric, which just you heard a voicemail from.
So let's you just heard a voicemail from Eric.
Yep.
So that's his brother. You might remember them from the 20th episode. They had a little stint at the end of it where we just talked to them for a few minutes,
yep,
which is really cool. So let's talk us for a second because, you know, I love you.
Talk to me, baby.
And
Were you two holding hands at the cafeteria?
Sometimes.
Ooh.
But only under the table.
We only hold hands
That
now.
Is so sexy.
So Stewie D and I met. We've known each other.
I knew it! You were gay!
I'm sorry. Well, of course you knew it. You knew it when I stuck my dick up your...
Whoa, fellas.
Ooh. You weren't talking to me, were you?
This is not a bullfight now.
So Stewie D and I have actually known
like
each other.
Bullfight.
Stewie D and I have actually known each other for going on 19 years now. We've known 19? Each other for almost 19 years.
Oh,
wow.
Dear God.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Almost 19 years.
Are we
years.
That old?
No, 18 years. It'll be 18 years this August since we met.
Man, if you
We
had...
actually didn't hang out that long.
Really?
Yeah, we,
more like 15 years of hanging out.
I didn't
out.
Like him at first.
You didn't like me. Nobody liked your ass.
No one liked me.
You actually. Hung out with assholes.
Yeah, I ain't shit. One of them sitting right here.
Yeah, but you didn't really hang out with. You knew him, but you hung out with the country bumpkins. We used to throw clay. He used to fall asleep in ceramic class,
I used
and we'd
to be
throw
one
clay
wearing
down
the
his
hat.
Shirt. We'd be like,
I used to be the one wearing the hat. Now KC is the one wearing the hat.
So basically, how this whole thing, I'm going to break some of this down
because
I thought it'd be fun for people to know how we all met. I thought that might be cool.
That sounds good.
Now, that's how Stewie and I met. We actually were at the same art table, or table in art class. That's how we met.
I was sleeping. You weren't.
In our, probably around our senior year of high school, I started hanging out with Randy over here. And it was kind of, his last name's Bomber, mine's Caudill, BC. We had like three classes next to each other. And this asshole over here, you might want to give him the mic for a second so he can defend himself,
give him
if you will.
Too.
This asshole over here, every freaking day, we turn around or whatever. And he would be like, hey, dude, why don't you come hang out after work? And I would make up an excuse every day because I just thought this guy was a freak.
Fag.
Oh, shit. I would make up lies that just weren't true. Oh, dude, I got to ask my dad if it's cool first.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be
now
throwing slander out there.
My dad could have gave a shit less if I went and hung out at somebody's house, but I was trying to find an excuse because the dude was just getting on my nerves. So finally, he just broke me down. One day, I didn't have an excuse, and I was like, all right, fine, cool. I go over to this dude's house and realize... Not only, now keep in mind, this is back in the day, people. Mm-hmm. Not only does he basically have his own apartment down in the basement of the house, the only thing he didn't have down there was a kitchen, which we could go up to anytime. He had a bathroom, a living room, bedroom. We had freaking TV, VCR. He had a VCR and everything. But the fucker had every video game system known to man.
And he
damn.
With all the good video games.
And he even had a blow-up doll.
So I went over to his house one time, and I was like, fuck this, I'm hanging out at his house all the time.
For the blow-up
doll, and that's
what
I did. Yes. Pretty much we were always at Randy's.
Blow-up doll.
It was just great. We had a lot of fun.
I don't blame you.
Ate a lot of bagel bites.
Yes, we did.
And we used to go to a place here in town called Malibu, which we've been missing a lot lately, which was a go-kart track and an arcade, which they don't have arcades anymore.
No.
You actually had to have a license to
You
drive
had to get a Malibu license to drive there.
I remember that.
So Randy was friends with McStewie D over here. And
thanks, Stewie D.
Every once in a while, Stewie
Do I look like a chicken nugget, fucker?
A little bit. A little bit.
Lay off.
A little bit of a chicken nugget. Every once in a while, Stewie D over here would give us a ride home from school. He had this little red car, which ended up in a ditch. Oh, I'm sorry, the silver car, which
silver
ended
car
up in a ditch. It was a Mazda.
No, Nissan 200.
Nissan, yeah, same yeah, fucking car. Yeah. Nissan. And cool little car. He loved it, and it went in a ditch. But he would give us a ride home every once in a while, and I, you know, I kind of didn't like him, but he was all right. Well, basically what happened is after high school, I moved back to Colorado, but only briefly, very briefly, because I just didn't like it out there. I love Colorado. I just there were other things I didn't like. So I came back, and these guys had a car club.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hanging out with some of the people in the car club, and Stewie D was in the car club, and this little fucker just started showing up at my house with gifts. I bought you a t-shirt, dude. Just shit like that. Weird as hell. I'm like,
I love you.
I was like, either he wants my dick, or he's just that weird. Either way, I mean, if he keeps buying me shit, I'm okay with it.
I was thinking of
free
you.
Free stuff's cool.
And that's, yeah, free stuff's cool. He might want my dick. I'm not going to give it to him, but if he keeps buying me shit, he can keep wanting it. It's all good. And that's how we started hanging out. We actually ended up moving in together. Not like that. We had our own rooms, and I locked my door at night.
Except for when you slept on the couch.
With the chest.
I did sleep
on
the couch, Frogs. We used to have another roommate.
Yeah.
And actually, Randy and Kara lived with us for a while.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
My fondest memories. It was a little crowded in this place. Let's just say that. But we actually lived together for a while, and it just kind of grew that we've all kind of been close-knit over the years. And Stewie and I just sort of became friends. We found that we had some things in common. He also found I was one of the only human beings on the planet who could put up with his ass.
Yes.
And actually, we had a lot of fun, man. We used to do midnight shopping sprees.
Yeah, midnight shopping at Meijer's.
And
Meijer's Superstore, actually.
That's just sort of played out from there. I guess where should we move on to now? Should I? Let's talk about the questionable one because he's the next one. I will say this, and if I'm wrong, correct me, but I don't think I am. Everybody here on the show is kind of connected because of me, I would guess.
Yeah.
You are Kevin Bacon, sir.
I am. Kevin Bacon. I am the Kevin Bacon of the podcast here. I started working as a manager at a video store, one of the funnest jobs I ever had. It was a great job. And this creepy-ass dude came in every fucking night. Big porn renter. I think there was a picture of him on the wall as porn renter.
Besides Stewie D.
And this guy used to come in every fucking night, and I would see him walking towards the door, and I'd be like, son of a bitch. I'm like, this is that dude that fucking talks my head off and won't leave me the hell alone. And he'd come in every night, and he'd stand at the counter and talk to me. Now, the thing is, I didn't want to talk to my customers because the porn renters kind of creeped me out. Now, it wasn't a porn store. We just had a porn section. But they kind of creeped
me out.
They
had a back room.
But this guy would come in, and the weird thing about him is he rented porn, but he didn't always rent porn. Sometimes he didn't rent anything, which even creeped me out more because he just came in to talk to me. And other times, he would rent regular movies. He would ask my advice, you know,
hey,
what's a good movie?
How you doing, stud?
And he would aggravate the piss out of me.
Well, what do you think about this movie, Jason?
Did you like this one?
And if he had a question about gay porn, he would ask Stewie, who took the gay porn home to watch.
Fuck you. Waka fucking waka.
Well, you did.
Back down memory lane.
So basically, to one night, I had a lot of work to do. I had all these movies that needed to go back on the shelf and all this other shit to do, and I didn't know I was going to get to them. And this dude walks in, and he's like, hey, man, I'll give you a hand. I'll put these movies up for you. I'm like, all right. So as he's putting the movies up, we start chit-chatting, and I realize this guy has a lot in common with me as far as music. And
he just has no one to hang out with.
Well, that would be the questionable one. Mike was my weird customer. And we just started talking and actually got to know each other through my job. And it just sort of turned out we actually have other things in common. And we just sort of became friends from there. Next would come KC.
Oh, shucks.
I got a job.
Oh,
I needed
shucks.
A job. I got a job. I worked the job for a couple years. And one day this dude started working there.
Because of the same reason that
he needed a job.
Yeah.
I trained a lot of people. That was kind of one of my duties there. And this guy started. And I actually don't believe I trained you originally. I ended up training you in some of the stations.
Yeah.
But one of my friends, who trained you originally? Was it Jack?
Jack, yeah, it was Jack.
Our friend Jack actually trained him. And so he just came and sat with
us
at lunch.
One of America's heroes. Yes. Jack Fisher. Trade me back in... back in 07.
I don't know how many people saw it. Yeah, I know you saw it.
Yeah,
I heard it.
I clacked my teeth. And we just sort of talking, and we found out we had a lot in common. We got along really well.
Yeah.
And that leads to... Well, I don't want to lead to your first appearance on the show just yet.
No.
I want to talk about how the show got started.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
All right. I've told this story before.
Yeah.
But I'll tell it again. I got interested in... well, actually, another gentleman back here worked with me at PharmaCare.
Yeah, that was
PharmaCare. Brian. We can say it now. It's gone.
Yeah.
Brian worked with me at PharmaCare. And
horrible, evil place.
PharmaCare. Brian and I had a lot in common as far as we liked a lot of the same music, and we liked listening to different things. And
you got free drugs.
We, Brian and... Although I don't think the three of us ever worked together.
That was like...
Brian, Casey, and I never worked together, right? You were gone before Casey started, I believe.
Yeah, I was.
But I started listening to this thing called podcasts.
Yeah.
It was kind of on a whim. I won't tell you how I heard about my first one because it was illegal. And
I know it was, let's see.
My first podcast was called The Bitterest Pill.
Bitterest Pill? Mm-hmm. I thought it was...
Nope. First podcast I ever listened to was called The Bitterest Pill, and I heard about it through Morpheus. And they had a little ad for it, and I didn't know it was a podcast at the time.
What about Neo?
No, just Morpheus. And I didn't know it was a podcast at the time. I just thought it was a program I could download and listen to. I just thought it was like a talk radio kind of thing. I had no idea. Well, then Kevin started introducing me to a podcast.
Dave Ramsey
had a podcast, and I listened to that. And I started really getting into this podcasting thing, and I started branching out and finding out more about podcasts. There was all these different ones and different
but
talk
you
about
told
anything.
Me I was your first.
You were my first, baby. And they talked about anything and everything, and I loved it because I love to talk.
Obviously. Oh,
yes. Always. Gift of gab.
And I'm like, hey, I can talk here, and people will listen, and that would be neat. So I start experimenting with a podcast just to learn what I was doing because I had no freaking clue. I had a really shitty mic and just really didn't know what I was doing, but I experimented a little bit. And I approached Stewie D one day, and I said, Stu, I said, hey, man, we got to do a podcast together. And he's like, all right. What's a podcast? I said, dude, it's internet radio, man. We get on and we talk about something and this and that. He's like, all right, what are we going to talk about? I said, what do we always talk about, dude?
I don't know what.
Chicks. But nobody wanted to hear us talk about breasts all the time, except for me and Stewie. So I said 80s.
I want to hear
I
about
always
breasts.
Talked about boobs. And then
not like you used to.
So I said, let's talk about the 80s, because we love the 80s. 80s let's
please?
Do the 80s. So Stu's like, all right, we'll talk about the 80s. We'll do an 80s podcast. Now, I don't think
about?
He thought I was serious.
No.
I don't think he really thought that this was going to happen. So a year ago, I drag him down to Dayton, and we sit down, and we record
the first
episode of the Obscure 80s podcast, which we talked about.
And have no longer have access
we
to
do not have it anymore. It's gone and will be gone. But what did we talked about cartoons in our very first episode, which we have remade.
Yeah, we have remade it since.
Because our first one's gone, we actually sat down with some of our friends here and did it. Stewie was extremely mic shy.
I didn't like mic at all.
Read everything directly from paper.
That's not nice.
So our very first podcast was sort of like this. And 1985,
red verbatim,
Transformers came out. They were invented by Hasbro, and I mean this is our first podcast. Not me, because this is me. But Stewie was very nervous, and so this one was done. It was actually done nicely. It was done in an actual studio. Sounded good, except for it was really quiet because we plugged something in wrong. But other than that, it was good. We did. We didn't. We
Your
wanted.
Dick's not supposed to go in there.
For those of you who are wondering why 50 is our 1 year, not 52, the next thing I'm about to tell you is why. Because for the next couple weeks, we didn't know how we were going to do the next show because we didn't have any equipment. We didn't want to keep driving to Dayton and do it. Mm. So we came up with a solution. Not our best idea ever, but it worked for a while. Only about. Three episodes.
Hey, it was better than what we would have done, I guess.
I brought over my laptop. Stu used his computer. This was the beginning of a certain something,
and
too.
And Jason sat in my closet.
I sat inside Stewie's closet, and there's a reason I had to do that. Yeah. We both had cheap headset mics, and
we would both hit record at the same time, and we would use a word to line things up.
Ah!
No, it wasn't. It's the begin. Well, we tried that first, but we used something else. Which
boobs.
Dick, I was going to wait. That is how boobs got started.
Really?
Stu figured out that we needed something that was kind of a tone that ended abruptly. I'm using the hand signals because it tone abruptly. And boobs worked really well. It was boobs. So I would then take both tracks, line them up from two separate computers, use the word boobs to line the tracks up, and that's how we would do it. The problem was, is Stu's computer was a little bit faster than mine. So it would go about 10 minutes being lined up really well, and then it would start getting off a little.
Stu's
mic would pick me up. That's why I ended up in the closet. We tried everything we could. Stu's mic would pick me up, and it would make an echo.
So but when he came out of the closet.
One singular sensation.
I did come out of the closet. So Stu's, Stu's mic would pick me up, and we'd get this echo. I would spend hours getting rid of as much echo as I could every week. Until finally around our fifth or our sixth when we finally got the mixer board and started recording together. Fifth or sixth. I think it was our sixth.
I don't know.
Amazingly enough, this was the reason for a lot of things. It helped format our show, why we did the three breaks. Hi. we know.
Wake up, darling.
Yeah, I had a little too much to drink.
Like you did on our 50th.
Are we boring our studio audience?
Yeah, like the big hair bash, right?
So it also explained a lot of things. It explained boobs. There was one other thing we decided we were going to do. We weren't going to drop the F-bomb, and I'm an F-bomber. People who know me know I say the F-bomb a lot. So it started out where I was like, okay, we can cuss as much as we want, but anytime someone says fuck. Now, this is something for those of you who don't know why. A lot of people think that Waka Waka is Fozzie Bear. It is not. If you listen to the early episodes,
Waka Waka.
Whenever somebody would say fuck, I would edit the Pac-Man over top of it. So it was actually Pac-Man. Like, wah, wah, wah. Well, I got too lazy. I said, screw it. So one week, I'm cussing, and I dropped the F-bomb, and Stu's like, are you going to edit that? I said, no. I don't even care. I drop it again, and Stu's like, waka, waka, waka. And the next thing you know, we all just say waka, waka, waka all the damn time if somebody says fuck.
Mm-hmm. Waka, waka.
So it's not Fozzie Bear, it's Pac-Man. So there you go. You got the inside scoop on the Obscure 80s
And
podcast.
You even do that now on other people's
podcasts. It has
podcasts.
Become such a natural thing for me. If I say the word fuck, I follow it by waka, waka, waka. Waka. What?
Yeah, he did that. He actually did that on a voicemail he did to the Drunken Zombie crew.
I did. I do it without even thinking about it at this point.
So they had no idea, I don't think.
So for those of you who have wondered, there you go.
That's where it comes from.
That's the entire story.
That's where that shit comes from.
Now we're gonna go to a break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna kind of talk to some of the people that are here with us tonight, and we're also gonna go through and kind of tell you what some of our favorite episodes are, and. We're going to tell you a little we're going to go over some of the episodes we've done over the years. We're just going to talk about, you know, ones that we've hit on and
over
stuff.
Over the years?
Over the year. I said year, fucker. Walker, Walker. And we're also
Walker, Walker, Texas Ranger.
And we're also going to talk about some ideas we have for the future as far as the obscurity goes.
In the year 2000.
That too.
And eight.
Now.
Nine.
The thing I want to do next is I have a little clip. In episode number 9,
oh God,
was the first episode where Casey Masterpiece sat in with us. And this was interesting because we were talking about, do you remember?
Muppets.
Jim Henson.
Yes, Jim Henson and his Muppet.
The Master of Puppets.
Yeah, the Master
episode.
Of Puppets
yes.
episode.
And I knew Casey fairly well.
Let's see.
We weren't best chums or anything, but I knew you fairly well.
Yeah.
And
I had to quit PharmaCare and just got over a pretty rough patch in my life.
Yes, he had. This is true.
Yeah, I had lost a ton of weight. Well, I wouldn't say a ton, but anywho.
He used to weigh a ton.
Now I'm skinny as a rail.
Yeah, me too.
Good Lord.
But he came and sat in an old show with us, and we expected him to be a fairly tame individual. We didn't really. I mean, captain of the chess club, dude, seriously.
Hardcore, you know what I'm saying?
But that's not what we
got. That's gangsta, man.
That's not what we got at all. What we got was
a shock.
Something really crazy. So this next clip comes from episode number 9. This was our first experience with the Casey Masterpiece.
Just remember, this has been kind of twisted around.
No, that'll come up in a second.
Oh.
This is an actual clip from episode number 9. This is our first experience with Casey Masterpiece, so have a listen.
He died the week that it was up to be sold to Disney. He was going to sell the company to Disney.
So did they ever sell it to Disney?
I don't think so. Because I went to their website the other day, which I highly recommend checking out, because they actually do some adult stuff now.
Ooh. Disney?
No.
Mike, if you're listening, pay attention.
No, there's like some penis Muppets now. They do some adult comedy stuff. It's like a show they do that's it's on the website. Go there and check it out. So
Muppets Hardcore.
Mike, remember, pay attention.
You actually get to see Miss Piggy and Kermit actually doing the deed. From what I hear,
it's like a really bad episode of Frogger.
You'll find out why that that green finger smells like pork.
Oh, so. Wow.
Oh.
And I thought Stewie D was bad. This is...
he's been holding back for a while.
Wow. At any rate...
So what we expected and what we got...
That's classic comedy, baby.
We're not at all the same. We were expecting a very timid, docile human being, and what we got was green finger smelling like pork. So that was our first experience with the Casey Masterpiece.
Yes.
Now, we are going to go on that break, I said. But here's a little something, guys. Come over here, because I'm going to let you borrow these, because you need to hear this, because you guys haven't heard this. Keep them on, because you need to hear this, too. We're going to go on a break. Basically, what happened is I started to put together a little segment where I was pulling small little clips of things that Stewie said during an episode that could be misconstrued. Once I got the clips together, I realized something. It wasn't just Stewie that could be misconstrued. So I put together this little piece. This will be our first break. These are all clips that have been put together as one long thing. So just listen to this and enjoy and pay close attention to the song in the background and what's said at the end.
Sorry if my ears were sweating.
It's not that easy being green.
You wanted to get it on with a pair of legs?
Just a little.
Oh, shit. No wonder my ass was sore.
Wow.
Too large? What? Don't feel it.
Oh my good lord, do not talk.
No, my favorite is the little fur ball.
Hey, where'd it go? I don't care where it went. It didn't go in my face like it was.
Zip.
He's putting his beef in my face.
Ooh.
Zip. Where it tickles your thighs and gives you a rash between your thighs.
Oh, damn, I gotta put my pants back on.
Thank you, Stu.
And people tend to pass you over.
Ooh, your ears are sweaty, dude.
Yeah. Like flashy sparkles in the water.
Well, stop messing with it, pecker.
Stop messing with my pecker. It's my pecker.
He could be a hoe.
This is going to be a fun show.
I could
tonight.
Be a damn good hoe.
We're going to try something all new here with three.
Bend over.
You lost your virginity to a Muppet song?
Yeah, I think they're trying to cop a feel.
With that portion of the show, you got to learn about Labyrinth, Billy Dee Williams, Star Wars,
and my butt.
Like an ocean, or important, like a mountain, or tall like a tree.
So, as I've said... It's easy for
good time.
It's easy to be green.
It's easy for a lot of what we say
to be misconstrued.
This is the thing about putting that piece together. I actually know where every one of those comments fit in, aside from dude, your ears are sweaty. I'm not sure why I said that. So, dude, seriously, next time you're doing that, please wipe the back of your ears off because it's just too much for me. and get your feet off me.
Swipe and pull.
So I hope everyone did enjoy that. We are all very close here. We all share rooms together.
We're close
with every
horror
house, and a couple of us sleep in beds together.
Don't tell them that.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. That's confidential.
So what do we do next? Do you want
to be continued?